This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Talked a little bit about opening day in the MLB as my beloved Mets. Well, we won't talk about how the Mets are doing right now. But tomorrow, downtown Buffalo is the place you'll want to be. The Buffalo Bisons kick off their season against arch rival Rochester Red Wings. And to talk about it is Brad Bisbing from the Buffalo Bisons. Brad, happy opening day eve.
That's right. Happy opening day, Eve. Can't wait to get started tomorrow afternoon, 2:05, Bison's opening day, the 140th season of professional baseball in Buffalo. And we got a lot of fun planned for not only tomorrow, but for the whole season for our fans. So we can't wait to get going.
Brad, tomorrow, the earliest opening day in Bison's history?
It is. And not only that, last year we opened up on March 29th. That was the earliest, so we beat that by a day, but it got me wondering, we're the only 205 game in minor league baseball, so we actually not only start the minor league season as a whole, it's also the earliest start to the minors since 1951. So making a little bit of history with starting opening day tomorrow, and we got the spring guarantee in place, so hopefully Mother Nature cooperates and we have a great afternoon.
That's right. Now, we'll get to the spring guarantee in a minute. What is the reasoning that the season's starting so early?
Well, it's just part of the major league schedule. You mentioned the major leagues starting today. We try to mirror that schedule as much as possible. We don't play quite as many games as the major leagues. We play 150, they play 162. But it's important that we play along with them so that if the major league team needs to make sure someone's in game shape to call up or a pitcher's ready to go to be called up, that they can come up and help the big league club. So we'll be playing right alongside the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays opened up today against Baltimore. So we'll be playing so that our team, which is looking stockpiled with exciting prospects and established veterans that can help the Blue Jays at a moment's notice if they need somebody.
Now, tomorrow, the spring guarantee that it will be 50 degrees on opening day, and if not, you'll be inviting everyone back free of charge, right?
Yeah, that's having a little fun with it. We did issue a spring guarantee for tomorrow. So anybody in attendance, if first pitch temperature doesn't get to at least 50 degrees, they'll be able to take their game ticket from tomorrow's game and exchange it at the box office for another game, not only maybe this weekend, as we have kids cheer-free weekend games both Saturday and Sunday, or in April when we have a couple of Friday night bashes, some other Sunday fun days, and some other fun promotions.
Yeah, Saturday looks absolutely beautiful, right, with the rain showers not until later. Saturday could be a very beautiful game. Tomorrow, very beautiful. Rain showers aren't until later in the evening, Brad. So tomorrow, it's opening day at the ballpark. What to expect when we walk into the gates?
Yeah, I refer to it as the greatest holiday in sports. It is. There's just something special about opening day when you get to the ballpark and you see that beautiful patch of green grass in the outfield. I know what my outfield, my backyard looks like, and it's nothing what it looks like out here at Salem Field. So there's a special feeling, and the Bison staff, we all work all off season to, put together an entertainment experience and value and a promotional schedule that our fans are going to enjoy, and some of the major improvements and adjustments and refinements that we made for this season, we finally get to showcase that stuff starting tomorrow, whether it's the revamped sound system, some of the new food and beverage items in the concession stands, as well as, you know, the promotional schedule that we put together. We work all off season to make sure we have a lot of fun at the ballpark, and we've got a lot of special things planned, not only tomorrow, but throughout the year for our fans.
Now, you mentioned the grass and, you know, just how good, like, you know, we're at the end of March and you go to Salem Field and the field looks absolutely beautiful. Does that take effort even in the winter when the snow's falling down to do something to make sure that on opening day it looks like we're in the middle of summer?
You know, absolutely. And Jeff Smolka and his whole crew do a tremendous job. I can tell you, it is frustrating when, you know, a lot of times you do have to just sit on the sidelines and watch, and once the weather breaks, it's a mad dash to turn on the water and stock the concession stands, put the wall pads back up, and so it is a mad dash to get ready for opening day. But, you know, Jeff and his crew do a great job to get that field ready. I don't know how they do it, but it's looking amazing. The team wasn't able to get on the field yesterday because of all the, you know, the snow that we had, but today the sunshine shined bright, and it was great to see the Bisons on the field taking some batting practice and doing their final tune-up before tomorrow's opener. So really looking forward to it.
And then you guys are on the, after this weekend, on the road in Memphis for a week, then back home a full week of Bisons baseball and a lot of the favorites that we expect at the ballpark back in swing this season, right?
You know, with the promotional schedule, you always got to keep those great staples that we have and things like Star Wars Night and Father's Day and, of course, the great July 3rd show with the BPO, our great partners with them and KeyBank. Those are all on tap, but we also have some exciting new additions to our promotional schedule. Another great film series. We're going to have a Harry Potter night at the ballpark with themed jerseys and a scarf giveaway. We're going to have our first ever post-game drone show. Just yesterday from our partners at Novelty, we just saw the first mold of the Goo Goo Dolls bobblehead that we'll be giving out in September. So we can't wait for that date. But right next homestand, you mentioned it, we come back in early April. We host the Durham Bulls starting that Tuesday in April, on April 8th. And we have some great new daily themes as well. Our Win It Wednesday promotion, every Wednesday at the ballpark, we're going to be giving out prizes throughout the game, including some items that were in the game themselves, like some game-used baseballs. If we see a broken bat, we're gonna snag that and give it away to a lucky fan in attendance. So really excited to debut Win It Wednesday's next homestand. And then our Throwback Thursdays, we just released our reverse retro look, that Sliding Buster logo from the late 90s and early 2000s that our fans loved. We brought that back in modern colors in the blue and red. So that'll be the Thursday Throwback Thursdays, where we'll have some special concession items as well tied into that. So that just leads to the weekend and the Friday night bashes and the family fun days on Sundays, starting right again in just 10 days when the Hurt team comes back in early April to continue to have some fun.
Those reverse retro jerseys, Brad, look so sick. I saw those online. They look so sick. Can't wait to see the team wearing those on Thursday. You mentioned Friday night bash. I mean, talk about a staple at the ballpark. That's as long as I can remember, Friday night bash, downtown Buffalo. And also the theme games. I know Star Wars Night sells out very quick. Independence Eve is a staple here in Buffalo. One of the best games to go to, best atmospheres. Are tickets still available for the theme games as we talk right now?
Yeah, get to Bisons.com. We have tickets available for all our games, including Star Wars and the July 3rd game. And another one that I know fans are going to want to circle on their calendar in July, we're actually going to wear natural-themed jerseys and show the movie The Natural on the scoreboard after the game on July 19th, the film that was filmed here in Buffalo at the Bisons' old home at War Memorial Stadium. So by showing the movie after the game, we can actually wear uniforms and caps that are Bisons but look like the New York Knights. So that's going to be a lot of fun as well. You got to check out the entire promotional schedule at Bisons.com because, like I said, the promotional schedule that we have this year is one of our best ever, and we're really excited to just have fun with our fans.
That is so cool. You know, The Natural, that's one of those movies where everyone knows someone who was in it, right? Everyone knows someone who was an extra in The Natural.
And we still have some staff members who actually played on the Knights. Kevin Lester, our official scorer, he's been official scoring for us for a number of years. He has actually helped create the Bat Wonder Boy and Duke McGuire, our great mm-hmm. radio announcer and Hall of Famer, was an extra as well on Roy Hobbs' team. So, and then you hear the stories of the people that, you know, were extras in the crowd or and at the various locations where they shot the film. Truly iconic sports film, one of the best sports films ever made, and to be able to celebrate that as part of our promotional schedule, we're really excited about.
Yeah, Duke wrote a lot of detention slips for me, so we did a lot of talking about The Natural.
Well, the best part is one of the shots that even when Roy hits that final home run, it kind of looks like Duke might be uttering something not safe for radio as he's watching the ball fly out the scoreboard. So, but that, you know, we've had a lot of fun at various times remembering that film, but being able to really have a day to celebrate it and to wear uniforms that make us look like the Knights is going to be a lot of fun.
Let me tell you, that mid July weekend, you've got The Natural that Saturday against Omaha, that Friday Christmas in July snow globes. Brad, Christmas is my favorite time of the year. So you know I'll be in attendance July 18th.
Yeah, and then the Sunday after that is our Princess Day with our great partners in Wonderland Character Entertainment. So that three-game right coming out of the All-Star break, the MLB and us, we have that All-Star break. We're going right back into the summertime fun with a great giveaway. And, in fact, almost half of our games, we have a 75-game home schedule. You mentioned the Snow Globe giveaway. Almost half of our games have a giveaway of some type in them, whether it's the pickleball paddles that were given away in late June, a jersey to represent the Luces de Buffalo, our great Copa de la Diversión identity. We'll be giving away youth jerseys at a game as well. Tons of giveaways, and a whole week in August we're calling Giveaway Week, where we're going to have a giveaway every game for six consecutive games. So a lot of cool little trinkets and fun stuff that you'll be able to take home with you when you go to many of Bison's games.
Absolutely amazing. And I mean, it worked out great for you guys. August, you guys are home for most of August.
Yeah, we start with that, you know, the first, second, and third, that weekend that has the post-game drone show on August 2nd that we're really excited about as part of our Women in Sports Night. Then we're gone for a week, and then we're home 12 out of 13 days in the middle of August, which should be just, we're going to have so much fun. I mentioned giveaway week. That's the return of our superhero night. Our Harry Potter game is in there. We have a luggage tag giveaway in there. We have the Malmo Oat Milkers jersey off the back, where we're going to play a game as the Malmo Oat Milkers as part of the Major League Baseball partnership with them. We'll give out all the jerseys the players wear after the game on a Friday night bash in there. So, like you mentioned, with so many home games in August, when we get there, we have a jam-packed schedule, and we're going to have a lot of fun.
Well, Brad, it's the best time of year, as you said. Baseball's back, which means summer is just around the corner. And, you know, you've got all the fun night games and the theme games. Nothing, you know, with my schedule, when I'm not in for Tom, I'm working at 4 in the morning. My favorite games are 1:05 Wednesday afternoon. So I can't wait to be out there and taking it all in. And I wish you nothing but success and a great opening day, my friend.
Yeah, and real quick, that's another to mention. We moved our night games to 6:35 a little bit earlier. Another thing that's new with the Bisons, an initiative that, you know, we wanted to make sure that families can enjoy everything from gates open to the final out. So moved up those game times a little bit during the summer at night. So check out Bisons.com, find the schedule, find your favorite events, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
And don't forget, when you take your kid for the first time, to get a certificate.
That's right. We have the free first game certificates at the Guest Relations Center on the third base side. So don't forget to do that. Get a little something signed from Buster that sort of commemorates the child's first game, because that's the great thing about baseball. It's so generational. It's you went to games as a kid, and now you get to bring your kids to the game or your grandkids to the game and share those moments that you loved so much as a child, and now you can share that love with your child or grandchild, and that's what really makes baseball special.
Assistant General Manager for the Buffalo Bisons, Brad Bisping. Brad, I'm also still buzzing from last year, getting to throw the first pitch. Greatly appreciated, and look forward to talking to you soon.
Yep, thanks for having me, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
That is Brad Bisping talking about opening day 2025 at Salem Field for your Buffalo Bisons.